You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, many of you ask, you know, who gets to be my engineer? You know, when they decide who gets to be the engineer for the Dr. Dahlia show, a lot of you thought it's, you know, the person that was really bad that week, and so they got busted, and so their punishment is to do my show, etc. But it actually, I found out, it's a rock, paper, scissors. Okay, what these guys do is they do a rock, paper, scissors to figure out who's going to get stuck having to work my show that day. Now, there is a headline today, which I can now interweave into my monologue, okay, which, I ain't know why nobody wants to work my show, that there is actually a mathematical equation behind rock, paper, scissors. So if you guys ever need to win rock, paper, scissors, there's mathematics behind it. This is kind of cool, okay? Apparently, rock, paper, scissors, there's an origin. We need to talk about old games, you know, and dating back to, you know, even biblical times. But apparently, rock, paper, scissors, okay, has a sort of, when it was studied by these Chinese researchers just recently from the Zhejiang University in China. Sorry, and I apologize if I mispronounce it. I really stink at rock, paper, scissors. But I guess there's a strategy called the Nash equilibrium, okay? And I guess it means that each choice has an equal probability in the next round of the game. So, like, for example, if you do rock, paper, scissors, it's either rock, paper, scissors, right? You know, rock beats rock, rock beats scissors, but paper beats rock, scissors beats paper. And it's one of these real cool pyramid things that we always do. Although, I've always been very, very good with that because I could always predict what the other person is doing, all right? But according to Zhejiang Wang of Zhejiang University in China, he conducted his own experiment and discovered that the gameplay typically consists of predictable patterns. If you could spot these and unlock them, you could win the game. So what they did is they took 360 students and they divided them up into six players, played 300 rounds of the game, and then recorded the outcome of each round. Yes, this is our money well spent, isn't it? Yeah, this is, yep, going to AIDS research, going to children blindness. Nope, it's going to rock, paper, scissors. You know what? Hey, it's better than the cow fart study. I'll take this over the cow fart study. Dr. Wang found that typically, players in every one of the groups choose each option a third of the time. Okay, which if picked randomly confirms that Nash equilibrium, that every option has a third of a chance of being picked. Right. However, he also discovered that players on a winning streak will tend to stick with a particular action. But those who lose decide to switch their choice. But get this, they switched in a clockwise direction. Rock, paper, scissors. Okay, so you get what's going on? I live in Las Vegas, so I'm very in tune with people's gambling habits. And if you play Black 17 and you win, you are more likely to play that middle third or that second column or black or odd. It's really true. The more you win, the more you tend to gravitate towards, well, one, it's that whole kind of Pavlovian response. It's really, really brilliant, okay? But when you lose, so if you did the rock and you lost because somebody had paper, you're going to switch to paper. See, this, well, am I the only one who thinks this is cool? This is like cool stuff. Okay, so anyway, what is the history of rock, paper, scissors? Okay, well, they think, all right, that it came from China. All right, and it was first mentioned in a book, a Chinese book called Wazazu. written by Zhao Ji, in around 1600. They said he wrote that the game, which was called Shoshiling, dates back at the time of the Han Dynasty from 206 BC to 220 AD. So it's, even though it was popular in Japan, if you guys ever have a Trivial Pursuit question, it was originated in China. Now, the earliest version, there was a frog, which is, I guess, represented by a thumb. It battles a slug, little finger, and then the snake is the index finger. So instead of rock, paper, scissors hand movement, it was thumb for frog, little finger for slug, snake for index finger. The game arrived in Europe in the early 20th century, then became popular in the 1920s in Britain, and then in the United States by the 1930s. In Asia, they use cloth instead of paper. And in California, they use maxi pad instead of paper. I'm joking. Okay, anyway. All right, so let's just quickly talk about some of these ancient games that are still out now, okay? Well, you know, what is the oldest game out there that we still play today? No, the answer isn't chess. It's actually, I guess, this game called Go. You know, personally, I really think It's still rock, paper, scissors, because in the Bible, all right, I could swear there's somewhere in the Bible where Moses was arguing with Joshua about something, and they decide to do rock, paper, scissors. I think so. But I guess there's this game called Go. It's about a 4,000-year-old game. I guess it's this flat square, and then you got these black and white rocks, and I guess certain pieces. It's this game called Go, but it's nothing like, you know, chess or checkers. I just don't know much about it. And then, of course, chess, back from 600 AD to 1000 AD. Then we know chess was played, you know, by a lot of the olden European kings, etc. And then checkers came out about the 12th century. Operation, I don't know what year Operation came out, but no, that's not that old. Mancala, 6th or 7th century. Mahjong. Yeah, my mother-in-law plays Mahjong. They think maybe it came from the late 1800s. Chinese checkers was not developed in China. It was developed in Germany, from what I understand. A chutes and ladders game had been around, I guess, for, I don't know, decades before Milton Bradley took it over in 1943. So that was just some, it's come from GameMesia.com. I also like the game Mr. Mouth. I like the game a lot, Mr. Mouth. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Tom working the dials. Yeah, because he lost the rock, paper, scissors game. Exactly. Tom working the dials. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. Don't forget to download those so you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show for free. We're on iHeartRadio, Talk Superstation, and anywhere you want to listen to me. You can now get the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, thanks to the internet. Don't forget, we are still raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com to get that, to look at that and to look at that. You know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. My phone is on a Mophie. I got this Mophie now where now my battery doesn't give out after like 2 hours, which is cool. The only thing is I think it sounds louder when it's on vibrate. So I think it's, is it called a Mophie? Mophie. It's, Mophie. I kind of like that. It's a very easy word to say with my lisp. Mofi. I don't know. It was like $80. No, I do have a charger. The problem is my iPhone is starting to go. My iPhone is starting to say that it doesn't like the accessory. For some reason, it's not charging. Maybe what happened is I got an iPhone. I don't know. Whatever I buy, I mean, unless I guess you go to the Apple store, it doesn't work. I don't know. But anyway, I got my Mofi, so I apologize. My phone is loud. Got to put back my Mofi. Anyway, you know we're raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. That's really, really what matters, not my stupid phone. And I need your help. Anything you could donate, whether it's $5, $25, $250, $25,000, very simple to do. Go to my website. We've got a PayPal link, credit card link. If not, send a check. I don't care. Whatever you guys feel comfortable doing, we got to help these kids pay for their medical costs as well as research. Researching leukemia and lymphoma is so vital, and it saves lives. We got to put an end to blood cancer. Amen to that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this was a very scary article. They say five things actually cause two-thirds of death in the United States. Five things. Okay? So what are the five things? They say, according to CNN, heart disease, cancer, lung disease, stroke, and unintentional injuries like accidents. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, well, wait a second. Well, yeah, because, you know, paper cuts probably wouldn't be in the top five. And, you know, infection, you would think would also be up in there, but they could only come up with five. They say together, five conditions cause almost two-thirds of all deaths in the country, which is 900,000 each year. So we're looking at almost a million deaths. Heart disease, cancer, lung disease, like emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, and then, of course, stroke, and then accidents, unintentional injuries, either accidents or medication overdoses. On Thursday, the CDC, I guess, had released their report on potentially preventable deaths from those causes in every one of the 50 states. The data suggests that we could probably prevent at least a third of those deaths. All right. So, you know, when you hear something like this, okay, what do you, you know, what goes through your mind? Switching the radio station. Okay, I'm sure. But, you know, do you look at it as going, oh, okay, well, I got that down. Okay? Yeah, I'm watching my heart. I'm doing my screens. I'm not smoking. Right? I'm not around smoke. I'm keeping my blood pressure down, and I'm making sure I avoid stroke, and I'm driving carefully, and I'm wearing my seatbelt, and I'm not overdoing my medication. Well, I hope that is what you're thinking, because I think this is really attackable. I really, really do. Yes, there's things that happen. You know, we have no idea if there's going to be a big Godzilla that ends up coming to our country and then, you know, chewing us up or whatever Godzilla did in the other movies. You know, I mean, accidents will happen. But when you hear that many deaths, you know, a lot of death is preventable, I think we actually feel a little energized because we like having control. We don't like to think that things are going to happen to us and poop flows downstream. We don't like that. Okay, we want to know that we could do something. Okay, so how do you prevent heart disease? How do you prevent a heart attack? Right? One is to get married. No, to get married. Okay, and that was an article about marital strife causing problems. Okay, but there's been proof and scientific evidence that if you aren't with a lifelong partner, you're going to have you probably have less of a chance to live a long life because you need the partner there, you know, in your face, bugging you to take your medications, inserting the suppositories in your sleep when you're not looking, that kind of thing. Okay, but to prevent heart disease, got to keep that cholesterol down. You got to be exercising. You got to get your heart checked because some of us will clog more than others. It happens. But luckily nowadays they got these things like, you know, a Roto-Rooter that could kind of clean our arteries out. Pretty damn cool. All right. Make sure you keep your blood pressure down. Okay. Try to avoid things that could hurt the heart, like excessive stimulants, crack cocaine. Those are, you know, smart things to do. Try to avoid being on death row so you don't get potassium iodide. Right? Or the potassium, right? The potassium iodide. Never mind. The potassium iodide is hexachlorate to cause the, yeah. Okay, yeah, you can do that. Or just don't listen to my medical advice. That's another one. Heart disease. Okay, what about cancer? All right, you're told, okay, well, you know, one of the five leading causes of death is cancer. Well, of course it is. Okay, well, duh. You know, we talk about cancer. So what do you do to prevent cancer? Smoking is a big one. All right, but, you know, a lot of us, that we're going to get cancer anyway, which really frustrates me. And I think the best way to prevent cancer is to go at it, or, you know, go into your life or whatever expecting you're going to get something, okay? And you knock it out of the ballpark when it's small. Like, for example, skin cancer, because you can freak out. You can be like, oh, my God, skin cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, throat cancer. You know, I mean, you'll completely freak out if you look at it one way. You got to look at it the other, right? One in two people get some sort of tumor. Somehow in their lifetime. One out of every two people. Okay? If it's a benign tumor, whew, you lucked out. Okay? If it's a malignant tumor, you cut the sucker out. I had a pre-melanoma on my arm. Am I freaked out? Yeah, I'm freaked out. You know, because, I mean, I got moles, you know. Now I got to, you know, go to the dermatologist and I got to undress, you know, and let them look all over the place. I am. I'm a little, you know. But then again, I mean, I'm at the gynecologist's office every week practically. So, I mean, it shouldn't be that big deal. But, you know, go at it as you probably have something. So go get checked. And then when you know you have nothing, then you feel better. Okay, just, you know, guys, you know, just it's tough. I know it's tough. You know, I don't have a prostate, so I can't tell you how easy it is to get a prostate check. I know it's not that easy. I get that. I know that. But it's one of those things where we can treat things, we can address it, we can manage a lot more. When we can't is when you come to us 20 years later or 10 years later, and then it's too late. Okay, what about lung disease, emphysema, bronchitis? Well, we've talked about, of course, smoking, trying to avoid secondhand smoke, even thirdhand smoke. But we really abuse our lungs, okay? And I'm not talking about people smoking marijuana or anything like that. But, you know, here I was doing my run outside and I was jogging and cars drove by me and I breathed in their exhaust. You know, why aren't I going to a place with less traffic or less, you know, emissions, and I go and, you know, exercise up there? Well, because I wouldn't do it every day. It's very easy for me to just leave my house, run, come back to my house, then go for a drive. But those are things for some of us more chronic runners that are running outside, etc., all the time. That could be another issue. You know, having a commute where you're in traffic, maybe, you know, for an hour or two a day, maybe you need to move to an area where your traffic will be less. You know, make sure you have your air filters. Make sure you don't get chronic lung disease. Okay? You know, don't wait to treat your bronchitis 3 months into it. Okay? And then, you know, stroke. We've talked about preventing stroke. Keep your cholesterol down. Keep your blood pressure down. Keep your stress down. But also know your genetics. If anybody in your family, all right, has had some sort of a blood clot, whether it be a thromboembolic stroke or whether it be a blood clot in the leg or whatever, there's certain genetic testing you could do to see if you are prone, like these hypercoagulability profiles, to see if you are more prone to clots. Talk to your doctor about maybe doing that. Because if you are more prone, then maybe we'll put you on aspirin or a blood thinner, or we'll tell you to prevent, you know, taking birth control or certain hormones, etc. You see? All right. And then unintentional injuries. Medication overdoses is big. We're going to be talking about the elderly and medication mishaps. But also, you know, don't be popping Lortab, Valium, and Ambien and chasing it with a shot of Jack and Red Bull, okay? This is not, your body can only do so much. You know, I think those of us that take care of our bodies were people who had cars that broke down. Because I always think of my body like a car. Except the car is more feminine looking. Anyway, you know, remember, like, there was just no rhyme or reason. The car just wouldn't start. Or the car just broke down in the middle of. Once you realize the unpredictability, you get your act together. 1-877 Doc Valley.
I
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we want to fight aging. We always have. All right? And one sign of aging is we lose our muscle mass. And when you lose your muscle mass, you lose your metabolism, you lose a lot of your stamina, you lose a lot of your physique, and you do lose some of your health. You know, we need our muscle. Apparently, back in 1997, scientist C. Jin Lee genetically engineered mighty mice. Apparently, these mighty mice, Mighty Mouse, had twice as much muscle as regular rodents. Well, pharmaceutical companies now are working to now make medications that can help elderly patients walk again and rebuild muscle for a variety of different diseases. Now, this is being reported by the Wall Street Journal. Novartis is working with a biotech company, as well as, I believe, Sanofi, Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline. All right, from what I understand, they are actually working on a drug. They're right now in the early stages, but I think Norvasc and Morphosis, I believe, are a little bit ahead of the game here. And I guess they think the first drug could be approved in 2016. Now, what are they doing? How would they build muscle? Well, apparently, there's a protein called myostatin. Don't mix that up with the statin medications for cholesterol. It's called myostatin. Myo is muscle, statin to stave off or stop. Myostatin is a protein that kind of stops muscle growth. Now, if there are medications that could stop this stopper or a block myostatin, the muscle may have a chance to rebuild. You see what I mean? Okay, so it's kind of like a double negative. Okay, one drug name is like BYM338. They block the myostatin or the sites where it is detected in the body to help allow muscle growth to continue or even to reactivate. There's also these activin type 2 receptors, these little protein molecules that receive signals from the myostatin. So if you stop those, then the myostatin can't do its work. I don't understand why myostatin's there. You know, I always kind of wonder what's the evolutionary advantage to have the, well, you know what, there's always the checks and balances in the body. You can't just keep growing muscle. You got to stop eventually. So there always has to be these checks and balances. Anyway, experts say that muscle wasting and Alzheimer's, and we've talked about Alzheimer's, are the two major causes of institutionalization among the elderly. All right, as well, you know, and once you start becoming frail, you become weak, you lose muscle tone, you could lose balance, etc. Because, you know, a lot of times your mind still thinks you're of a certain weight. Do you guys ever notice that? Where sometimes you're wearing something, maybe like a, like you're getting ready to scuba dive, so you have a weight belt on or something like that. You know, and you feel like your body just doesn't really get the whole balance thing sometimes, because, you know, sometimes it takes a while for the mind to recalibrate. So, I'm really surprised that a drug like this would be able to be, you know, finally out there on the market. But it would be very interesting to see something stop muscle wasting. That's just pretty damn cool. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Let me see. I think there's, you know, when we're talking about, you know, when we're talking about, in terms of my, one of you had asked a couple weeks ago about muscle aching and these medications causing muscle aching. How dangerous could that be? Well, whenever you have like a myositis or a like a rhabdomyolysis, etc., those could be very dangerous, etc. I don't think this myostatin has to do with that in terms of curbing that, but your muscle inflammation is a whole nother process, and that would manifest, of course, in muscle pain, etc. Can you have muscle damage without feeling pain? Absolutely. I think that's a different track, though. But all right, let's move on. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the new craze right now is gel nail polish. Now, for those of you who are out there and you do your nails, okay, we have, and I'm with you on this, we finally found a new way to deal with our nails where we don't have to glue, we don't have to use acrylic, etc. And this gel nail polish is pretty damn cool. There's lots of colors. They put it on, but then you have to bake it in the UV light. Now, there's been a lot of questions about these UV lamps and the danger of it. Because with the UV lamps, if it has to bake and you have to do multiple applications, you're ending up getting you know, the same rays you would get out in the sun. After testing 17 different lamps in nail salons, researchers calculated that it would take between 8 and 208 visits, depending on the machine, to damage skin cells in a way that raises cancer risk. So we still can't tell you, I know, between 8 and 208, what the hell, right? So they still can't tell us, you know, how many times, obviously they can't, they don't know what it takes, but they think it would have to be about 8 times. Now, the problem is if you do 4 per sitting, each hand, that's 8 times right there. And exposure to UV light is a risk factor for most type of skin cancers. Natural sunlight and UV lamps used for tanning do give off the rays. We've talked about the UVA and the UVB. Also, those lamps used to speed drying at nail salons as well. Now, the problem is gel nail polish hasn't been around long enough for us to see how many women, because mostly women do it, how many women are coming down and being afflicted with cancer. Now, some people will say, well, look, I'm okay with that because I'm watching my hands. I'm keeping an eye on my hands. So I could, you know, however, you could turn a cell cancerous and it could travel. For this study, the researchers measured the UVA rays produced by 17 different nail polish drying devices at 16 salons. You got the UVA, which is one of the three types of the UV ray. This can cause the skin to wrinkle. It breaks DNA strands within skin cells. This could lead to cancer. The lamps tested by the researchers differed in their power levels, but generally the higher wattages put out more levels of UVA radiation. How much is needed? We don't know. On average, one study thought maybe about 11 uses. Exposure time ranged from 8 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. It was 8 minutes to 208 minutes, depending on the machine. So, this is one of those things where, you know, we do stuff to our bodies all the time for beauty. And, you know, I love having strong nails. I'm a doctor, so I wash my hands all the time. And washing my hands all the time causes my nails to be very brittle. But if I have brittle nails and I start to, you know, have bleeding near the nails and cuts, etc., that's not safe for my patients and that's not safe for me. So that's how I kind of validate it, right? I go, okay, well, I'm just going to then do my nails. But, I definitely use caution. You know, I would definitely think it through when you, you know, pick your choice. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I had pulled up the 76 board games, best board games of all time, when I was talking earlier about the chess and the checkers and the rock, paper, scissors. And it's kind of a blast of the past of the games that we used to play. You know, you see the Monopoly and the Scrabble and the Risk, etc. They got here also Clue, Uno. I don't know if I ever learned how to play Uno. Apples to Apples, I never played. Battleship, I liked. Yahtzee, I liked. Trivial Pursuit was good in the 80s until many of us realized we really couldn't answer those questions. Sorry, I really liked the game Sorry. Pictionary, that was okay. Connect Four, I liked that one. Othello, remember playing Othello? Those little pieces were just so smooth. Backgammon, I love backgammon. Backgammon was always my favorite. The game Go, we've talked about. Life was good. You know there's a Game of Thrones game? Did you know there's a game? I know, that'd be pretty, pretty cool. No, I would not choose King's Landing. I would probably choose Winterfell. You know what? I would choose the army of that blonde girl because I think, you know, it's pretty safe to be among them. That's kind of a good army. Okay, and don't forget Mr. Mouth, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right. right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This was an interesting email I got a few days ago. Brianna from Columbus writes, Doctor, I work as a vet tech in a busy office, and I believe I have allergies to cats. Will those facial masks wear if I help them? I see what she means. Will those facial masks help if I wear them? It's interesting. I wear masks, and I wear them in the office a lot because I'm around people who are sick. And it's not so I don't get sick. It's so I don't breathe in. I don't take in some of the medicine, or I don't take in, let's say, some of the contaminants and then turn around and breathe it back. Because remember, you are, shall we say, contagious before you even get sick yourself. Somebody breathes on you, now it's in your respiratory system, you're breathing it out, part of it takes hold, gets into your system, then starts to affect you. Meanwhile, you've been breathing the stuff out before you even realize it. So I like to wear those masks, and I just kind of wear the basic, we call them surgical masks, but there's actual fancier surgical masks. You have the N95 respirators. Those are ones that kind of fit more tightly to the face. A lot of these little tiny loop masks that a lot of us wear, they're still pretty open. I remember when swine flu came out, and swine flu was very rampant in 2009. People were trying to buy up masks because they didn't want to breathe it in. I mean, obviously some protection is great, but if the other people aren't wearing them correctly and you're not wearing them correctly, and there's areas where things can get into, through, because you don't have it nice and tight, you're still going to breathe the stuff in. Now, what about allergens? Well, in addition to, you trying to, protect yourself against pathogens, when we look at allergens, they also land on your hair, they land on your clothes, etc. So you could, unfortunately, be still carrying those allergens home. And then as soon as you take off your mask in the car, et cetera, you breathe it in. So, if you think you're allergic to cats, I don't want to tell you get a new line of work, but I don't want you to rely completely on these masks. So what are some of the different types of masks? Well, AchewAllergy.com has a real nice list as well as pictures of the different types of masks. And I'm going to tell you right now, these little baby masks that you see a lot of us doctors wear, those aren't the ones that we're talking about to really, really protect you from certain allergies. Like, for example, Allergy Zone's N95 filter mask. The N95 is supposed to filter 95% of particles that are about 0.3 microns or larger. Those are really, really good for allergies, as well as pollen, spore, dust mites, bacteria, viruses. Those are pretty good. And they're a lot thicker. They're not just all the I'm trying to think what the soft cottony material is of the basic surgical mask that a lot of us use. You also have the 3M 8210 dust and pollen mask. This one it looks a little wider, and apparently it's also 95% effective. Okay, but I think it's a little wider fitting on the face. You also have these 3M HEPA filtration masks. Those are pretty cool, especially if there's a HEPA mask on there. A silk comfort mask, those are also around, and they look really sexy. I just can't really tell you how much it's going to help you protect in terms of allergens. So there's a whole variety of different brands out there. I just don't want to go through them, but some of these lightweight disposable masks that are pretty easy to put on, they're just not I don't think they would cut it. So if you are prone to allergies, et cetera, I would tell you to probably, I would probably tell you to just avoidance is you know, the most important, I guess, is the best, you know, way to address it. This is something that, you know, I was looking up what had happened with swine flu. There were these studies with ferrets, and they said ferret studies that suggested that the facial masks, all of them were able to protect against the large droplets that swine flu could be spread on. However, the small droplets, no. And they recommended these N95 masks to prevent against the more smaller aerosolized droplets. How big a droplet are we talking about? I really don't know. Okay? I mean, I understand there's scientists out there to figure out the whole rock, paper, scissors. I'm sure they could be out there figuring out the Dopplers as well. All right? But what you need to realize, and we're going to move on, is when you do wear the mask, you got to throw it out. If it's a single-use mask, you got to throw it out. Sometimes washing the mask could actually increase permeability, so don't try to wash it out and reuse it. Okay? That happened to me. You know, I have like a mask in my pocket of my scrubs, so my scrubs were in the washer. Come out, the mask, it was nice and super clean, but no, it was a lot thinner. Okay? And again, the biggest take-home point is if you do have a family member that's sick and you realize, okay, now they're covered, they're ill, and now you put on the mask, remember you were already exposed a couple days prior. Should you still use the mask? Why not? I mean, it couldn't hurt. Using these masks can't hurt, but you just need to understand that you don't have foolproof protection. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of fools, we have Nick Baines, who has proudly announced that he ate his wife's placenta. Yep, he's very, very, very proud of that. Nick Baines, a food and travel writer, says he made the decision because he wanted to know how a placenta would taste. Okay? He made the raw placenta into a smoothie as well as cooked it into a taco. He said the meat was rich and a beef-like quality. It was tender like roast brisket. And he said it was not dissimilar to Texas barbecue. Yes, we are talking about placenta. He said he was interested in trying the placenta from the moment he and his first wife started to discuss having a baby. Look, if he's that hungry, I mean, there's a 99-cent menu at McDonald's, for crying out loud. Anyway, I don't know about the wife. I think the wife probably, I mean, what's the wife going to do? She just had a baby. Even if she thinks he's an idiot, you know. Anyway. But I guess there's an actual term for eating placenta. It's called placentophagy or phagy. And it has become popular. A lot of mothers will now eat the placenta in hope of reaping health benefits and fending off postnatal depression. Personally, I would be depressed if I had to sit there and eat that kind of stuff. Okay? Many times, people will actually pay to have their placenta transformed into little placenta pills that they can then take for years after the birth. Companies say they make these pills full of essential nutrients and hormones, and that these could reduce stress and aid to mother-child bonding. Okay, I really can't comment on that. My MD has never, my training to become an MD has never really investigated it. From what I understand, the nutritional benefits of eating placenta, I really couldn't comment on that. But if naturopaths think it's cool, I mean, see, here's the thing. Okay, when the placenta did come out with the baby, was this something in caveman days you were supposed to eat? Now, I understand when I gave birth, I was hungry. And I made my husband go to Outback, and I made him bring me a prime rib. So maybe the placenta was supposed to be food. Maybe it was supposed to be the first meal of the baby. Maybe in some cultures it was supposed to help you bond with the baby. Maybe it was supposed, I don't understand. I still think the placenta is supposed to be the instructions. There's some code on it. We're supposed to be reading like Braille. I don't think it's supposed to be eaten. And planting it in the backyard, no. Just the dog's going to, you know, rip it up and eat it too. I don't know. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Time. tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.